never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or store it on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Sienna Greaves. She's my colleague as a producer on Midday here at WYPR. Happy holidays, Sienna. Good to see you.
Happy holidays, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So we want to talk about a comic book collection. You know a lot about comics. This is a collection called Bitterroot Number 1. It was just released last month. What's it about?
So our story begins in Harlem, New York in 1924. We meet the Sangaray family, a family of monster hunters. They're an African-American family based out of Harlem. Our story takes place in the height of the Harlem Renaissance. One of the great things about this comic is while the narrative itself is very interesting, there is such a sense of place that comes through in the artwork. The splash page in the beginning of the comic is a scene at the Sweet Piggin, a jazz club, speakeasy type joint. And it's very reminiscent of The Sugar Shack, the famous painting by artist Ernie Barnes. And that sense of place and time and history in African American culture, it's a theme that sort of plays throughout the entire comic.
And I would imagine that, you know, because you've got the illustration of the comic and the literary dimension as well, that you can really capture the energy, the bustle, the hustle, the vibe that's going on, you know, in Harlem in the 1920s.
Yeah, you definitely capture the vibe of Harlem in 1920s, and you definitely capture the vibe of New York City. It takes place in tenement apartments, at clubs and speakeasies. There are some great scenes in Central Park. And there are also some pretty fantastic and impressive monsters lurking around every corner.
Lest we forget, it is about, you know, monster hunters, you know,
exactly.
During the Harlem Renaissance. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that fantastical element along with the sort of the reality of, you know, this great place that was Harlem at that time. So talk a little bit about the art. The artist here is Sanford Green. What moves you about his work?
Well, what I found really, really interesting about this, Sanford Green and writer David Walker had are probably most known for their work together on the famous Luke Cage and Iron Fist comic, Power Man and Iron Fist. This is a little different. We have this sense of place that sort of works into the story. You are able to capture New York, but there's something very modern about Sanford Green's art. So it's really interesting how you have a story that is set maybe about 90 years in the past, but the art is incredibly refreshing and incredibly relatable.
Sienna Greaves is a producer on Midday with me, which airs on Monday through Friday from noon to 1. Sienna, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Sienna is recommending Bitterroot Number 1, a comic book collection that was released just last month. The writer David F. Walker and Chuck Brown, the artist Sanford Green. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at WYPR.org/whatareyoureading, and you can find all the details about all the books that our guests have recommended. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Happy New Year. Have a great holiday week.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm gonna do it again.